This is a voice of truth, the voice of God's inerrant, absolute, unbroken, verbally inspired word. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old trailblazer, introducing the message this morning by our late Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr. And the message is, the inhabitants of hell. Oh, we looked at the greatest joy of heaven, but my friend, the inhabitants of hell. And I know that we have a generation now that deny the existence of hell. But the Bible is too plain. Oh, my friend, I wish I could just warn you to flee from those things. Are you washed in that precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Could I just get serious with you and honest with you? You know, this life is not long. It's short. Many of us are coming down to the evening shadows of life. What do we have to look forward to? Oh, my friend, if you know the Lord, if that blood has been applied to your heart, look forward to spending eternity in the presence of our blessed Lord. All of those benefits. You know, the scripture says, forget not all of his benefits, but his benefits, the gracious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But this is the old trailblazer, Pastor Pendarvis, inviting you to stay tuned to hear the message, The Inhabitants of Hell, by our late pastor. And I'll give you other information at the close of the service. You stay tuned.
Now with your Bibles in hand, let's turn to Isaiah 14:9. Listen, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirs up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. My, my. We have a picture here of an individual going to hell. It's really a picture of the Antichrist when he is slain in battle, as recorded in the 13th chapter of Revelation. But it's also a picture of every individual who is cut down in his pride and brought down to the sides of the pit. No matter how highly exalted he may become, he'll be brought down to the sides of the pit. The word hell used here comes from the Hebrew word sheol, which means the unseen world. The word sheol is also used to refer to the grave. When God says here, thou shalt be brought down to hell, Sheol, he means the spirit world of the damned. Our subject today is the inhabitants of hell. In Luke 16:23, you'll find our text. Listen. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. The word hell here comes from the Greek word Hades, which means the unseen world, the place of departed spirits. The Hebrew word Sheol and the Greek word Hades both refer to the unseen world, or place of departed souls. These folks who teach no hell will tell you the word Sheol should always be translated the grave, which shows their stupidity and ignorance of the Hebrew language. When an individual departs from this life through the door of death, he either goes to heaven, paradise, or to Hades, hell. There's no midway ground. Brother, there is no place taught in the scriptures called purgatory or limbo. It's not there. In Job 18:18, you'll find how the spirits of the damned leave this life. Now you listen. Lay down everything there and get quiet. I want you to listen. I want to give you a picture in the very beginning of an individual out of Christ dying. Dying. Listen to Job 18:18. Listen. He shall be driven from light into darkness. and chased out of the world. Every individual who dies out of Christ is driven by demon spirits from light into darkness. That is, from this world into the unseen world of departed spirits prepared for the damned. We found in our first study that hell is in the center of the earth. Somewhere on the face of this earth is a shaft that leads to the bottomless pit. This truth is set forth in Revelation 9:1-2. Listen. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit. This fact also is set forth in Revelation 20:1-2. Listen, in Revelation 20:1-2, where that shaft is, no human being knows, but Satan knows, and God knows. In Revelation 1:18, Christ said, listen, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Now get this. And I have the keys of hell, Hades, and death. The Greek word for hell here is Hades. So Christ has the key to the bottomless pit, and no one can die and go to hell without the sanction and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, no one can die and go to heaven without the knowledge of Christ. And he holds every individual in his sovereign hand. He does. You may be an infidel. You may be an atheist. You may be an unsaved religionist. You may be a drunkard. You may be a dope fiend. You may be an agnostic. You may be anything. But the Lord God of heaven holds you in his hand, my friend. He does. He's sovereign. Listen, he holds every individual, saved or lost, in his sovereign hand. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. Luke 16:23. Why fight the Lord Jesus Christ as he holds your destiny in his hand? You can't get around that, friend. And every soul is mine, says Christ. Every soul is mine, and when you die, you are in the hands of a sovereign, eternal God who will dispose of your soul as he will. Do you know him? Do you know him? As you can't win by fighting him, flee to him and cry for mercy. Why don't you? Christ is your Lord, whether you are saved or lost. Listen, Christ is your Lord, whether you are saved or lost, whether you're an infidel, atheist, or a believer, Christ is your Lord. It doesn't matter when you confess him, you're going to confess him. He is your Lord. You'll confess him here as Lord and receive mercy. Or you're confessing at the judgment bar of God where there is no mercy. Now, when's it going to be? You're going to confess him. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess Jesus as Lord. Listen at Romans 10th chapter. If thou shalt confess Jesus as Lord and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, when are you going to confess him? Now, where are you going to be saved? No mercy at the judgment bar of God. Read Revelation 20:11-15. There's the place you're going to confess him. If you don't confess him here, let me pause here and give you the description of the death of a saint. In the first place, the Bible says they fall asleep in Christ. The Lord Jesus always spoke of the saints of God as going to sleep. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that they're unconscious in the other world. It does not mean their spirits rest in the grave. But they depart to be with Christ. And the word sleep carries the deep meaning of being at rest with him. Luke 16:22 says that when they fall asleep or come to rest, they are carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. That is, their spirits are carried by the guarding angels into the paradise of God that we speak of as heaven, the place of departed spirits of the redeemed. There is a great contrast given in God's Word between the death of the wicked and the death of the saints. The death of the wicked are driven out of this world and chased into hell. The other, the saints, are carried by the angels into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. As Paul said in Philippians 1:23, they depart and go to be with Christ, which is far better. They break up camping ground and go home. You know, it is the desire of every born-again believer to depart and be with Christ. They want to see the God who died for them, who arose for them, who intercedes for them. They'll be contented while here on earth witnessing for Him, but never satisfied until they awake in His likeness. Yes, hell is a place, get it now, where selfish passions reign supreme, but with nothing to satisfy the desire. Hell is a living reality. I'm not going there, are you? In the resurrection of the damned, their bodies will be raised with all the passions of the flesh that they died with. In Revelation 22:11, this truth is set forth. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. When the Word also says that hell is a place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched, the drunkard will be raised with every pore of his skin calling for drink, but with nothing to satisfy. The dope addict will be raised with 10,000 worms gnawing in his flesh, but with no dope to relieve him. The harlot will be raised crying for the lust of the flesh to be satisfied, but with nothing to satisfy it. The whoremonger will be raised in all his filthiness with nothing to satisfy the lust of his flesh. The covetous man who dies and leaves all gold behind will find no gold in hell. God has taken all the gold to pave the streets of heaven with. The murderer will be raised in all of his brutality and with murderous heart, and hell will be one place where he cannot satisfy his revenge. The jealous individual will be raised with all the fiery jealousy of his heart, and it will burn throughout eternity with no one to take it out. Every Christ rejecter will be raised, but he'll be unable to take out his hatred and revenge on God's messenger or God's truth or even on the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He will be associated only with his kind. We could go on giving you class after class of those in hell. That's the thing that will make hell so horrible, because it is a place where every selfish passion will reign supreme, but with nothing to satisfy the desires of the flesh. I'm not going there, are you? Huh? Every born-again believer knows that so. They never cease to praise the Lord for redemption in Christ, for being made new creatures in Christ, and that when death comes, their old fleshly bodies with all of their desires and passions and sins will go back to Mother Earth. They'll be given their new bodies like the body of their risen Lord. Corruption shall put on incorruption. Mortality shall put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying, O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? Because we shall have our new bodies wherein dwelleth no sin or imperfection. Praise God for salvation in Christ. My friend, do you know him? I'm not going to hell. Are you? Having been redeemed by the blood of the Son of God. Listen again. Hell is a place where repentance is absolutely impossible. Revelation 22:15 says, for without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, and he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. No repentance will be found in hell. I used to think that if I could go to hell with a gospel message, I could empty the pit of hell, but I know now that I was all wrong. If they will not hear Moses and the prophets, that is, if they will not listen to God's word here, you would not listen to a messenger from hell. Even the rich man in hell cried out and said, Abraham, send Lazarus back yonder, tell my brethren not to come here. But not one time Did he say, I want to get out of here? No sinner can come to the Lord except God grant him repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. No sinner would want to come to Christ if God did not hold out the scepter of grace and draw him with the cords of kindness and of love. Do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ? If you do, sinner friend, you can. You can. Right now, know him as your Lord and your Savior. Listen, then hell will be a place or the prison house for the damned, where there will be no song, where there will be no praying except the wailing cries of the damned, where there will be no patter of little feet. Did you ever stop to think, my friends, there will be no singing in hell? No singing in hell. 1 minute after death, you'll never hear, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. No, sir. 1 minute after death, you'll never hear that song again. 1 minute after death, you'll never hear, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. No, sir. 1 minute after death, you'll never hear another song. 1 minute after death, you'll never hear the choir sing again, I'm going home. No, sir, there'll be no singing in hell. And sinners will never hear one song again. Won't that be awful, my friend? I'm pleading with you. Turn to Christ. Then in heaven, you'll hear the song of redemption and the song of Moses and the Lamb. I'm going to heaven, are you? I'm not going to hell, are you? Brother, you have no singing in hell. No, you have nothing to sing about in hell. No Christ, no God, no love, as there would be no love in hell. No home, no heaven, no hope, but one eternal woe shall be your doom. Now, friend, you can't laugh that off. You might try it, but you'll laugh it off to your own sorrow and damnation. Many of you wicked sinners have said to me, or written me telling how you long and how you love these old gospel hymns. But remember, friend, if you go out of this life without Christ, you'll never hear another hymn praising the Lord Jesus. You'll never hear me say again, do you know Christ? Do you know Christ? That may echo in your heart. All through the corridors of hell, it may echo over and again. Do you know Christ? Do you know Christ? Can't get away from it. Down in the corridors of hell. Oh, my friend, you'd hear it. Go one place. Do you know Christ? Do you know Christ? And it'll haunt you throughout eternity. But there'll be no singing in hell. But remember, my friend, on the other hand, the song of heaven will be the praises for the Lord Jesus Christ and for blood redemption. What a contrast between the awfulness of hell and the songland of heaven. There'll be no little children in hell, because all who die in infancy before they reach the age of accountability will be taken to the angels into the paradise of God. Why go there, my friend? Why trifle for one moment with your soul? Why return to one thing that you laid down when God was dealing with your heart? You have no time to linger, no time to lose. Why stop and try to reason that it is no more harm to do this than to do that or the other? Hasten to the Lord. May there go up one universal cry from the heart of every awakened sinner. Lord, save me lest I die. Lord, hear me. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. I'm the chief of sinners. Look upon me, O Lord, as you look upon the mercy seat. Sinner! Awaken, sinner! I'm crying unto you at this time. Awake, thou that sleepest, and turn to Christ now. Not tomorrow, for tomorrow will be too late. Now, is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Sinner, turn to Christ now. The vilest of all the earth, with every unsaved religionist, and everyone who turns the truth of their salvation down, will meet you in hell. Listen to the word of God. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful, just the fearful. I'm afraid. God can't hold out. I'm just afraid to trust Christ. I'm just afraid that Christ won't do what he says he'll do. I'm just afraid. But the fearful, the unbelieving, you won't believe his word. You won't believe his word. And the abominable, and murderers, what class, and whoremongers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We have here a picture of the whole religious world going to hell. Let's look at this group, the fearful, the fearful, the fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and idolaters, and all liars. Senna, will you not get honest? Will you not begin to cry, Lord, break me. Break me, Lord, at thy feet. Lord, I deserve to go to hell. Have mercy on me. If you can get as much glory by sending me to hell as saving me. Lord Jesus, thy will be done. I rest my life in thy hands, and you are in his hands. Recognize it. Recognize it. Justify God. Condemn yourself. Write your own condemnation. That you may say that I'm saved. You hear that letter I read at the beginning of this message when he said, I came to the place where I said, O Lord, you can get just as much glory to your justice by me going to hell as you can to your grace by saving me. But I cast myself upon thy mercy and thy love. And he said, then God save me. Sinner, sinner, wake and sinner. Cast thyself upon the mercy of God and rest there trusting him. Though he slays me, yet will I trust him. Though my ships at sea come home with broken mast and sail, I shall believe the hand that never fails. Down, sinner, down. Down at the feet of the blessed Lord. Humble thyself that he may lift thee up and give thee life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Sinner, I would that you would turn to Christ now and live. I'm not going to hell. Are you? Don't you laugh this off. You'll laugh it off to your own damnation. Sinner, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ.
This brings to the close another Voice of Truth broadcast, and this is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old trailblazer, bringing the message to a close. But let me just mention, we had a gracious choir there in New Orleans before Katrina, and we have nine of those songs, nine of those CDs that we recorded before Katrina, and they're all of the old-time blood songs, Washed in the Blood, Power in the Blood, and there's 15, 18 songs on each CD, and we sell those for $5 a piece. I make you this offer. If you buy one, and if you don't like it, you can keep the CD and keep the money. But if you have a sick friend in the hospital or in the home, let me know. I'll send you one complimentary. And I know I play them for my wife. She's bedridden after having a stroke. But it's a gracious song, my friend. You don't hear them anywhere. You will not hear. But this is Pastor Pendarvis bringing the message to a close. The inhabitants of hell. I wish you'd write and get this message in print. We send it to you free and postpaid. Our mailing address is Radio Missions, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. Also, many times I fail to mention that we have a gracious bookstore here, Radio Bible and Book Room. We have many of the old divines, the old Puritan preachers that you don't hear no more. You can't find their literature anywhere. And the Spurgeon and Whitfields and Max Shanes and John Bunyan, all of those. Then we have a great selection of King James Version Bible. That's all we sell. We criticize for not selling the NIVs and those things, but I'll tell you more about that later. But I wish you would. Just sit down and write me or call me. My email address, if you'd like, is to pastor at Radio Mission. If you email me and you want material, be sure and put your mailing address there. Then I have to email you back and get your mailing address. So if you do that, I appreciate it. Or you can just call me. My phone is area code 225-664-8658. Remember, the message was The Inhabitants of Hell by the late Pastor L.R. Shelton, Sr., and it's in booklet form, free and postpaid. We'd be glad to send it to you. And also, we'll send you a catalog of our radio Bible and book room if you'd like. We'd be glad to do that for you. And then, help us with the broadcast just a little if you possibly can. You know, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Oh, it's blessed to receive. But remember, the old trailblazer, see you next week, same time, same station. Goodbye, and God bless you.